This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably scrolled through social media and felt that pang of something. Is it envy? Resentment? A little existential dread because someone just posted a picture of their ridiculously perfect life? Yeah, me too. We all know the internet can be amazing connecting with people, discovering new things, sharing our stories, but let's talk about the flip side, the dark underbelly of the online world. Social comparison. We're constantly bombarded with carefully curated images and stories that make it feel like everyone else is living their best life while we're stuck here in sweatpants on a Tuesday night. But guess what? That's not reality. Social media often glorifies an unrealistic version of ourselves and others, leading to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction. It's like walking into a room full of people who have all had professional makeup done, their hair perfectly styled, and they're all sipping champagne while discussing their latest world domination scheme. You know that feeling? Yeah, it can be pretty demoralizing. Today, we're diving deep into the psychology behind social comparison and how it affects us. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the treacherous waters of online envy. 1. Comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, this is a classic for a reason. Comparing yourself to others steals your joy and happiness because it focuses on what you lack rather than what you have. Instead of scrolling through Instagram feeling inadequate, use the time to appreciate your own accomplishments and unique qualities. 2. Social media doesn't equal reality. Remember those perfect pictures I mentioned? They are often staged, filtered, and edited beyond recognition. Don't let the highlight reel fool you. People's online lives rarely reflect their entire reality. Behind every perfectly posed selfie, there might be a whole lot of messy behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't see. 3. Focus on your own journey. Everyone's path is different, so stop comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. Celebrate your own milestones and focus on personal growth rather than keeping up with the Joneses or, in this case, the Kardashians. 4. Be mindful of your scroll time. Ever felt like you've lost hours scrolling through social media? It can be addictive. Set boundaries for yourself, designate specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Think of it like exercise. A little bit is good, but too much can be harmful. 5. Curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. Surround yourself with positive and inspiring content that lifts you up rather than drags you down. Remember, your social media feed should be a source of joy and connection, not a breeding ground for self-doubt. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah sees her friend Lisa post a picture of herself at a fancy dinner party with stylish people. Sarah immediately starts comparing herself. She feels insecure about her own clothes, her job, even the friends she hangs out with. This comparison spirals into negative self-talk and a feeling of inadequacy. But here's the thing. Sarah doesn't know anything about Lisa's life beyond that one picture. Maybe Lisa is struggling behind the scenes. Maybe it was a work event, not a fun party. The point is, we rarely get the full story on social media. So what can you do? Start by being aware of those comparison traps. When you catch yourself thinking, "Wow, they have it so much better," ask yourself, "Is this thought helpful? Is it true? What are my own strengths and accomplishments that I should be celebrating?" Remember, your worth isn't defined by likes or follower counts. You are valuable and unique just as you are. Remember, guys, this is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourselves, celebrate the little victories, and don't let the noise of social media drown out your own inner voice. I know it can be tough sometimes, but by becoming more aware of these comparison patterns and actively choosing to focus on the positive, we can reclaim our joy and live more authentically both online and offline. And that's a wrap for today. Don't forget to like this episode, share it with your friends who need a dose of digital detox, and join the conversation on Instagram or Twitter using #DigitalPoisonPodcast. Until next time, stay connected and stay true to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.